This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A domestic violence shelter for women is opening in Hooper Bay in 2020. KTVA reports that the Village of Hooper Bay and the Rural Alaska Community Action Program are working to open the shelter together. The Sea Lion Corporation, which is the Hooper Bay Village Corporation, is providing the building and began renovations on the space in September. The shelter would be the third domestic violence shelter in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region, joining the Monarch Women's Shelter and the Tundra Women's Coalition in Bethel. The region has one of the highest rates of domestic violence in the nation. A 2012 study from the UAA Justice Center estimates that 4 out of every 10 women in the region have experienced intimate partner violence in their lifetime. Also in Hooper Bay, a Raven Alaska pilot was taking off last Sunday night in the village. Suddenly, a green light beam flashed into the cockpit, disrupting the pilot's night vision. So Raven grounded all its night flights into the village as a precaution. Those flights have now been restored. The light apparently came from a laser pointer or another light source. Raven flies 3 times a day into Hooper Bay. Hooper Bay City Clerk Sandra Hill says losing a flight could cause problems for people who need to fly into Bethel for daytime medical appointments and
people wanting to come home after their late appointments in Bethel at the hospital will not be able to fly home that evening.
But the cancellations only lasted at least one night. In an email to KYUK, a Raven spokesperson says the airline has resumed the daily night flight schedules as of yesterday. Grant Aviation also flies into Hooper Bay 3 times daily, but has not canceled any flights because of the green light incident. Alaska State Troopers are currently investigating. The ongoing freeze-up on the Kuskokwim River has been causing issues for barge companies. Last month, one barge belonging to Alaska Logistics spilled oil and another got stuck, both due to ice. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
On October 25th, an Alaska Logistics boat started spilling transmission fluid into the port of Bethel. The report to the U.S. Coast Guard states the boat's crew was trying to move ice out of the way with an excavator and punctured the hull. Alaska Logistics President Alan Long says only 3 to 4 gallons of fluid leaked into the river. He said the crew immediately dropped an oil-absorbent boom into the water and cleaned up the spill. While the Coast Guard was notified, the State Department of Environmental Conservation told KYUK they have no record of anyone reporting the incident. DEC Unit Supervisor Lisa Krebs-Barsis says responsible parties are required to alert the DEC of spills of any size.
In Bethel, we have response equipment staged and ready to go for use by the community, by our responders, when there's a spill. And the way to get those resources is to contact the department.
This was not Alaska Logistics' only complication with ice last month. In early October, a piece of ice pushed one of its barges onto a sandbank near Aniak. Bethel Port Director Alan Wold says it's still there right now. He says the barge was headed for Red Devil, loaded with riprap, or basketball-sized rocks. Aniak resident Mike Robbins says the barge has now been flooded to stabilize it. Alaska Logistics President Alan Long says the company's issues are due to the unpredictable freezing, thawing, and refreezing of the ice. Bethel Port Director Alan Wold says with the late freeze-up this year, some barge companies are trying to squeeze in some final trips. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.